Hey, yo, what's poppin', yo? This is Big Guru inside the place. I got my man with me, super producer Solar, repping 7 Grand Records, New York, and all that, baby. Yeah, you're checking out www.dubcnn.com. We in the house with my man Little J. It's going down like that, from New York to Switzerland to worldwide. What? That's what it is.
I like the label doing right now, 7 Grand.
Well, 7 Grand, you know, is doing great. We're the Street Scriptures, we're over 100,000 units. We pretty much pushed the envelope as high as independent distribution will take us. So now we're actually getting ready to set up a whole new distribution system for Jazzmatazz 4. So we did it, you know. They say the first record, that's the one. You know what I mean? Either makes you or breaks you. So we're here, and we're going strong. We're ready for another release. Our tour schedule is solid. The video's out. You know, Europe, again, showed us much love on the video. But, you know, MTV and BET here in the States kind of been boycotting it for some reason or another. Seems like they can show porno, they can show a camera up some girl's ass, but they can't show our video. So, whatever, you know what I mean? It's just the way it is. But we're standing strong, and we're independent, and we're fighting it out. So, you know, we can honestly say that we did well.
Yeah, that's right. How does it feel to, like, finally have the label, your own label, and to be able to do what you want, you know, and stay away from all these, like, label politics?
Man, I'm so glad you asked that, Jay. It feels great. You know what I mean? Because just that level of control is something that I always wanted to experience, and I never experienced it, you know, before this. And it was frustrating for me. I was always angry. Solar would tell you when he met me, I was a frustrated dude, man. You know, and that's not good. It's not good to be creative and be angry at the same time. You can't. It's like you don't get a chance to really, really focus and get a pure vision out there. So now you're getting a pure vision from me because I'm in a better place.
I say it's really, really important for the, as a producer, that the artist be in a good place spiritually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like when you listen to the Street Scriptures, we call it the Scriptures because it's a real album. It's about real events, and you know, we were just saying earlier that it also kind of reflects the New York feeling of what after 9/11, what living in New York is like. You know what I mean? You can kind of pick that experience up. So there's pain, there's hope, there's fight, there's acceptance. You know, like fuck it. You know, you gotta resolve. You have to just come to grips with shit. So all of those elements are there, as opposed to, you know what I mean, my motherfucking chain is worth more than your old house, nigga. You know what I mean? Ah, me and my bitch, we got yachts, and you know, people want that, go find it. But 7 Grand is a real label that's going to make real music. For Kuru and every other artist that we put out, we've got new artists that we've signed. We're going to be working with known stars in the future, you know, on Jazzmatazz. You're going to hear some very, very big names on Jazzmatazz, as well as the Street Scriptures. I thought that Be Real about the industry was right on point. I think Gene Gray was killed it. I think, you know, Doo-Wop, people didn't know a lot about until he got with, you know, who's another legendary DJ and spitter. So, you know, we really feel that we're gonna bring hip-hop a good look and a look that it deserves.
Yeah, right. So as far as the Street Scriptures, do you feel like you received better reception at home in New York or overseas?
It's about the same now. But I would say in the beginning, Europe was on to it first.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Sola?
I would say that the streets of New York was all over it right at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like the beats and the rhymes or the stuff that we leaked was right away. I was in New York, like the video press, the radio people, the mixtape people jumped all over it. Matter of fact, we hit number 10 on Hot 97 with a new single, which is really good, you know. But in terms of, if you look at it like compared to like Bad Boy or Rockefeller or Murder Inc., it doesn't have that kind of love or that kind of acceptance.
Yeah.
On the streets, yes, street love, hood love, you know, even surprisingly enough, Hot 97 love, which is the key radio station in the world. They break every big hip hop thing. I don't have that kind of money, you know, like Kanye or Jay and them. So it's like I'm more, in some ways, underground in terms of, like, the way we're doing things.
Yeah, I feel you. But, Guru, do you feel is it hard to make an impact if it's not labeled Gangstar and it's just a solo?
No, I don't.
And I would have never really entered into this if I thought that. Like, I never go into something thinking that it's going to be, you know, unsuccessful or not worthwhile or anything. So, but it's hard, period, running an independent label and putting out your own music. And then also, you know, we're going to have other artists coming out, and all of that is hard work for sure. But at the same time, it's rewarding. So you've gotta size it up before you even do it. You gotta say, you know, you gotta know if you wanna do it and if you've got the balls, so to speak, to do it, you know. This endeavor has taken a lot of courage and, you know, bravery and all of that, because there's a lot of people clinging to the past and they wanna hate, and they hate for no reason, and, you know, all of that. And so, you know, Solar and I, we rise above that. The music rises above it, and the way we carry ourselves, and the way we handle our biz, you know, we rise above all of that BS.
Okay.
But at the same time, we're intelligent enough to come up with new marketing plans, new promotional vehicles. You know, we're not the typical label, so we can, you know, just like how we're kicking it with you, you know, and other internet journalists, you guys are ahead of the curve. As Solar says, you guys are the future of media. Right, Solar?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, once again, I have to say to you, man, that it's a blessing for us to be talking to you and having you interview us, because, you know, these big magazines are fucking crazy, yo. Like, The Source and Vice, these motherfuckers lost their minds, yo. We got to give them, like, $50,000 to fucking get a cover, get a feature. I'm like, it has nothing to do with your record. It has nothing to do with your talent. It's how much money you got. And they're not even hiding this shit. They're putting this shit out in the open. So they're out of their fucking mind. So it's a pleasure to be able to talk to real journalists. And you're a real journalist, and you're fucking important, man. So it's good to be able to talk to you guys and let you guys really get the message out to the people who need to hear it.
Right. And, I mean, you know, another thing to your question that you were asking about, I think that, you know, we have a new audience that we're developing. So it's not just the Gangstar fans. It's some of the Gangstar fans, but it's a lot of new fans. And it's a lot of, like, the shows, there's a lot of younger, like, 16, 15-year-olds at the shows, especially the ones we did. No, actually, all of them, in the States and in Europe. And there's a lot more women. That part is fly, you know, which means that, you know, they think we're sexy. So, but you know what I'm saying is that the foundation that was laid down by my work, my previous work, it's cool. It led to this. Now this is taking it to the next level. It's a purer vision because it's guru that's not being tampered with all that politics shit that you were speaking on. So it's a purer vision, and it's a recreation and reinvention of an MC that was already dope. So now I'm dope when I'm dope with a whole new sound that's coming from a tried and true sound that's born and bred in these New York streets from Solar. So it's interesting. It's something that is creating a buzz. And you know what? I'm enjoying riding this wave right here. It's a lot of hard work. It's demanding, but the results have been positive and very inspirational for me. And I'm going all out with this shit.
Yeah.
What you say, Solar?
I say that it's a blessing in the sense that you know, we've been effective at doing, you know, bringing new form of hip hop, because it is new. Like, this sound that Guru's rapping on right now and that I'm bringing, this shit is like never been heard before. These are like new types of productions. Like, some people will compare it a little bit to this producer, to that producer, but all in all, I have my own sound, and it's not a sound that's ever been heard before.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I knew that when I first heard it, because that's the kind of ear I got as an MC that's been tried and true and tested in this game. You know, I heard it when I heard Premiere, and that was great, and that was great for that era. And I heard it when I heard other producers that you know, Havoc from Mobb Deep, Marley Marl, Jazzy Jeff, Dre. You know, I hear it in their shit. And when I heard Solar's shit, I knew it. I knew it. And I said, you know what? Before he goes out and gives it to somebody else, let me tell the God, I want to roll with him. You know, I want these beats for me. So
So I let him know as soon as I heard it. And we were friends already for 2 years before I even heard the beat. So it wasn't even like he was trying to push that shit at me. Uh-huh. You smell me?
Yeah, which kind of leads to my next question. Solar, how would you compare like the music that you do with Guru to another MC producer duo like in New York as far as chemistry goes?
Well, that's one thing that me and Guru really have a great chemistry between us. And that's what you're hearing in the records and the jazz with Taz. It's going to really be incredible. So there's a great chemistry between us. And, you know, when we get in the studio, no matter how much, you know, problems that we're facing in the music industry and how much bullshit is going on, it's kind of like it all, once we get onto a great song, it all just disappears. And it's just all about the music and the creative process of you know, of making a great song and a great album. So the chemistry is great. Now, I don't believe that anybody out there that's seen our concerts or even listened to the album can say that they don't hear the chemistry.
Yeah. Oh, man. If they come to the concert, they know that the chemistry, yeah, man. They're definitely going to see that.
I mean, they heard the Street Scriptures, so.
Yeah. if they listen to that, they'll know, too. Of course.
I mean, you know, it's kind of fucked up in a way because the only criticism I've gotten on this album has been that I don't sound like Premier. I don't want to sound like Premier. You know, I took my time to make sure I came up with a different sound for Guru because that sound is that sound, and people love that sound, and they could always go and buy those old albums. But this is Guru's new sound. So everybody who's accepted that this is new and this is what's hot from New York now, they're having a great experience with this album. They're having a great experience with us. But there still are, you know, unfortunately, haters out there that just have their heart set on, you know, trying to criticize me for not sounding like Premier, and I just think that's stupid.
Yeah, but then again, you can look at it as a compliment.
Yeah, right?
In a sense that, yeah, I've survived it, you know what I mean, and I've done well, and even to the point where I think that they believe they helped sales. I don't think that this album would have sold as well if they were, you know, running around, you know, writing those reviews or whatever.
Yeah, because some of that hate is just so extra that it made other people go, what the fuck is this about? And it made them check out the album, and then they're like, oh, this is hot.
Yeah.
You know? So, that, like he said, so that controversy or that hate or whatever created more sales for us.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, good. You can't, you know what it is? You can't do anything that's this important and this monumental in hip hop without being hated on. It's unfortunate, but it's fucked up, you know. But that's just
it. You have to look at it like this, though, too. Though, when positive men are bringing forward something that's positive, that's useful, you know, to the whole hip hop community, everybody benefits from 7 Grand Records. Hip hop is better having us here. So I think that they should take that into consideration before they hate, because it's one thing to hate on a dude that's bragging about his chick, bragging about his bitches, and bragging about his cars. But when people are talking about good, positive, bringing forward a positive image and a positive, you know, music, it's not. That's really disgusting. It's evil.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as the new Jazzmatazz, is the new one going to be different than the previous ones, or what can we expect?
I could tell you there's going to be elements of all the previous ones, but this we're living in a whole new day and age, so we're dealing with a whole bunch of other things. And of course, Solar Sound is an advanced sound. It's almost a futuristic sound, and so it's not going to be. We're not trying to make it like the old ones, but then we listen down to all the old ones and we analyze them. Like the last one, the third one, I believe I had too many producers. This is my own criticism. I feel like I had too many producers on it. The first two, I did almost all the production myself, except for like one or two outside tracks. So on the third one, I got all these expensive producers, big, you know, with big names coming up and all that. And that was cool, but it didn't come all the way together. Like, it sounded more like a compilation than a body of organic body of work. So this album, the new one, Volume 4, will be an organic body of work. All produced by Solar, you know, with co-production by myself, which means that it's going to be way more focused, and it's a musical journey that's just so incredible. And the thing I love about it is that it's hip hop plus. So it's we're not constrained. We don't have the constraints that we did with the Street Scriptures. Even though I love, first of all, I love doing the hardcore, the pure shit. But with doing something like this is kind of like going on a vacation and being able to explore things and to push the envelope even further than the envelope itself. So I mean, like Solar, you could break it down to like what you're dealing with musically.
Musically, what it represents is that people. What I did with this album is that, of course, there's been three prior albums, and I wanted to bring the freshest, actually, the best version of Jazzmatazz on this album. So what I decided to do was look into what is jazz? What has jazz represented to the world? And this is what I found out. Jazz itself is not one kind of music, but it's an fusion of different styles. You had untrained players from the South, you know, black musicians from the South that were doing blues and soul, and you had classically trained musicians from Europe and other parts of the United States. You had, you know, guys that had grew up in New York, you know, on progressive different forms of music, you know, that they had learned. And then you also had, you know, islanders who brought in the rhythms from Jamaica or Trinidad or Haiti, which were African rhythms, Afro-Caribbean rhythms. And you also had some Brazilian influence. And all of these different musical styles and different cultures kind of came together in Harlem to form jazz. So what jazz was to me was a fusion of different styles, different cultures, into a new music form that had never been seen. And the parallels to hip-hop are right there. They formed their own fashions that came out of jazz. They formed their own subculture with their own language of different phrases like hip-hop, with cutting-edge hip language, and they had a little reefer drug culture that went with that, and a little alcohol culture, all very similar to hip-hop. You had a interraciality going on in there. Again, hip-hop, very different, open to all people. So I believe that this is back to the future. Jazzmatazz is my now taking all these different elements that are out there and bringing it together into a new form of jazz hip-hop.
Yes,
and you will hear a lot of different influences on this album.
Okay. Yes, indeed. 24 tracks, double CD. I mean, we maybe even, you know, a couple more bonus tracks, too, for Europe and for Japan. We've got everybody from like, well, first of all, you know, the album's not going to be all just features. There's a good number of songs that's just Solar and myself. And then you've got people like David Sanborn. We're going to have Tina Marie. We reached out to Carmen. He's down to do it. We've got Raheem Devon, mm-hmm. Natasha Benningfield, Ronnie Laws, Herbie Hancock, we were talking to. I worked with him before, but we've got a track that's just like screaming his name all over it. So we're going to have him again. But there's definitely that element of the classic, you know, jazz cats from back in the day, but also the new contemporary vocalists and you know, male and female vocalists from today. So we're going to mix all that together.
Okay. And, like, what kind of stuff are you listening to, like, specifically during the making of the Jazzmatazz Volume 4, like, to maybe let yourself, like, get influenced to a certain direction?
You know, we listen to everything. But on tour, when we just came off tour, we had a mix CD from my man. And he's DJing out there in Switzerland. His name is DJ Little Mace. He made a mixed CD of us of like a lot of classic jazz tunes, but not really like radio popular jazz tunes, but like just classic jazz tunes, even, you know, like breaks and rare grooves. And so we listen to that, but we listen to a lot of, you know, what's out right now. You know, we listen to Lil Wayne, we listen to Dipset, we listen to Young Jeezy. You know, we listen to everything that's out. There's a lot of different things. We listen to MF Doom, you know, Ghostface Fish Scale, you know.
Yeah.
All of the new shit.
And since we got a West Coast magazine, is there like anything you're feeling from the West Coast?
Oh, yeah, in fact, the West Coast is some of my favorite hip-hop. I mean, I got in my deck right now, I got the Chronic 2.
Okay.
classic shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking forward to Ice Cube's new album, because he's always been, to me, besides being an icon, you know, now in film and all of that, and television, you know, he's always been a great MC to me. And his live show is one of the best live shows that I've seen in hip-hop, with Dub C and Mac 10. So I big up to him. And, you know, as far as, like, you know, the new cats from the West, Solar and I both like Game's album.
Yeah, what about you, Solar?
Right now, really been doing, preparing myself for Jazzy Jazz, just like Guru said, because, like, we spend so much time together. What Guru's talking about is what, you know, is what I'm listening to also, you know what I mean? So, because we're together. But, I mean, for me, what I do is really, I get into some really crazy, might be sound a little bit weird to your listeners, but recently I was really getting into Lamont Dozier. Mm-hmm.
Like,
not a very, the writer from, he was an artist, but it was also a very big writer-producer for Motown, and I think he had some really brilliant stuff. So I'll periodically, really, I've gotten heavily into Cerrone, working on some stuff. You know, periodically I'll just get into, like, albums from Curtis Mayfield. I'll jump into him, you know, of really great, you know, maybe not the most famous producers or writers, but or artists, but they were influential. And I'll do that periodically, as well as, like Guru said, listening to Dipset and listening to you know, Wayne and you know, the new stuff that's out, Ghostface and so on. I will go into these really obscure type artists and really vibe on what they were doing and take inspiration.
Last one.
All right, for sure. And as far as the concepts go, is it like any surprise that we can expect that fans wouldn't expect?
I mean, with Jazzmatazz, you never know, because we do, you know, the features as they go along. Like, we do the track, and then we say to ourselves, well, what does this feel like? Who does it feel like we should get on this track? So as the features go along, there may be some surprises, definitely.
I think musically the album is going to be a nice surprise for everybody who buys it. I think it's very, you can't really know what this album is going to sound like from listening to the other Jazzmatazzes, and you're not going to know because this is something new. So it's going to be really, it's going to be a real fucking good look for hip hop.
Yes, and a good look for music in general. Music.
Right.
Yes.
Is it, like, frustrating to you seeing cats with, like, a tenant of the town getting airplay on the radio and the video and not you getting, like, the respect that you deserve?
You know what? That's always going to be a bit frustrating, but I don't let that frustration stop me from doing what I do. And then also, as a intelligent businessman, along with another intelligent businessman, we find ways to go around that. So if this one entity is hating and not wanting to play our stuff, then we'll go to this other entity who is not hating. It's just the way it goes. And that's what hip-hop is about. Bring it directly to the people, you know? That's the problem now, is that the people are being forced, there's things that are being forced upon them by the major corporations, and they don't even necessarily want that shit.
Yeah.
So we find other ways to bring it to them, whether it's in our live shows or whether it's talking to people like yourself on the internet, or whether it's, like, you know, satellite radio, or other ways. You know, there's a lot of different ways.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking, because they had this show on MTV, the 10 greatest MC of all time, and I thought it was kind of disrespectful to not include you in there.
Me too. I thought the same thing.
That you know, that's some fly shit that you said that, you know, Jay. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I mean, I've seen things in major hip-hop magazines where they had the top 50 MCs and didn't even mention me.
Yeah.
And that shit really pissed me off. So, you know, at this point, nothing surprises me with that. So I'm looking
well,
at
let me
it
say
like,
this. Let me say this.
Yeah.
This alternative way that we're going about getting press for this album and bringing out our message to the people, you know, MTV has always responded to what's new and hot. And what the alternative press is saying. Believe it or not, there was a time when The Source was alternative press. Vibe magazine was alternative press. It's not
now. The Source when it was a flyer.
So you guys do have power and influence. And if you really do feel this way, please,
please, my brother, speak on it in your magazine, in your review.
Let them know.
Definitely, man. Hey, last question. Can we expect a tour to overseas for the new Jasmine Taz?
Oh, sure. Man, you're not going to be able to get rid of us, man. We might just move over there and stay, man.
You know what? It's there's somebody talking about we may have we're going over to do some shows in Europe in May. It's not confirmed yet, but I'll let you know. You know, you could take Solar's email and we'll let you know.
Or keep a look on our websites, on our MySpace, on our website, the Guru 7 Gram website, and all our tour dates will be posted.
All right, for sure. All right, for sure, man. Hey, much love. Appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Thanks for your time.
It's a great interview.
Great interview.